This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called You Can Take My Body, But Not My Soul.
Mifidi and Senia Logotsky were a Baptist farming couple raising their family on a small, isolated farm in Ukraine. Before the war, Mifidi had worked for a nearby Jewish neighbor, and through him, he'd met many local Jewish residents. In 1941, the German army entered the area, and in 1942, a Jewish ghetto was established. Because of the family's Christian faith, they knew the Jewish people were God's children, and that it was their duty to protect Jews from the Nazis. Just before the ghetto was liquidated, Mifidi warned his Jewish friends of the imminent danger and offered them shelter in his home. Some were suspicious and didn't trust him, but others did. Among them, Avram and Reuven Susel and two young women. The Jews went into hiding in Logotsky's home just before the liquidation of the ghetto took place through mass executions. While running from the ghetto shootings, Sander Applebaum was wounded in the leg, and he then spent a month alone in the forest, eating berries and finding food from the gardens of Polish friends. After he was finally found by his father, Shlomo Applebaum, the two decided to go ask Shlomo's good friend Mifidi Logotsky for sanctuary. The two Jews were welcomed warmly into their home, and the family fed and sheltered their Jewish friends and promised them that someday they would reach the Promised Land. I'll share more of their story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting ifcj.org/heroes. That's ifcj.org/heroes.